Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And today is Saturday, and I'm in this place. And we're going to talk face to face about healthy relationships and so you're getting married. And what does that look like? Is there such thing as love at first sight? And if there is, like, how do you nurture that? And how do you have a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship? And then who do you have hold you accountable, and who do you talk to about your budding relationship? So that's what we're going to chat about this episode. Stay tuned, we'll hear a word from our sponsor, and then we'll jump right into it. Now that we hear a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this conversation. So everybody's been talking about this earthquake, and I just think it's so funny. Like, love at first sight. I mean, is it kind of like an earthquake? Maybe. But the earthquake is literally 2 hours away from Los Angeles County. Now, I haven't actually experienced the tremors, but I imagine that's what love at first sight kind of feels like. But people's chandeliers are moving and there's a little bit of shaking, but I'm like, wow, we are so dramatic sometimes. Anyway, on to love at first sight. Is love at first sight real? 5 signs is happening to you. This article comes from Bustle.com by Christine Felizar. Thank you so much. She wrote this article a month ago in 2019. So the article starts by saying, love at first sight is one of those things you either believe in or you don't. The concept of it is so fairy tale-esque, it's almost hard to believe it can actually happen in reality. But according to data from Matches Singles in America study, love at first sight happens more than you probably think. Love at first sight is relatively easy to explain. Matches chief scientific advisor and biological anthropologist, Dr. Helen Fisher, said in a press release, "Romantic love runs along certain electrical and chemical pathways through the brain, which can be triggered instantly. Nearly 34% of singles say they've actually experienced falling in love at first sight," Match found. And more men, which is really shocking, 41% say that they've experienced it than women, 29%. And I could totally believe that men fall in love more often at first sight because they're such visual creatures. And we hear it all the time. Men fall in love visually first, and then women, I think we fall in love more because of the things that we hear you say and or do. I think the hearing, we fall in love sometimes with the things that you say often as well. A study published in the Journal of Social Psychology earlier this year found that men typically say they fall in love much faster than women say they do. According to Fisher, statistics show men experience love at first sight much more often than women because they may be more visual. There you go. There it said it in this article. That's probably why single men were found to be 10% more likely to believe in love at first sight. So it says a basic drive like thirst and hunger, food and water keep you alive today. Romantic love leads to bonding, mating, and of course, seeing your DNA tomorrow. So in fact, poetry around the world talks about love at first sight. Even other creatures experience instant attraction to one another. But cultural factors always play a role as well. Meaning, if you're ready and open to fall in love, then boom, it's natural. Okay, so, but how do you know if it's love at first sight? The first one is you feel a little queasy upon meeting them. You get a little sick to your stomach, perhaps. And I think these signs are not all across the board, because sometimes it could happen when you have your first kiss. So it says this happens because there's a strong gut-brain connection. Since your stomach and brain work closely together, feelings of anger, happiness, sadness, and anxiety can all trigger physical symptoms in your gut. So the queasy feeling of butterflies in your stomach that you get could be the result of the elation and anxiety you feel from meeting someone you're really into. That makes sense. Number two, you want to know everything about them. And I've had that happen where a guy that I definitely felt like it was love at first sight. We Like, he listened to everything that I had online, from my YouTube videos to my Instagram page. Like, he wanted to know everything about me, my podcast. And we would have discussions about things that he was interested in that I said. So, yeah, I think that was definitely love at first sight. He wanted to know everything about me. And we actually stayed on the phone and we would talk for like hours and hours and hours. And then three, they're the only person you see. When the feeling is mutual, your eyes will often look on one another, muting your ability to hear or see anyone or think about anyone else. Richard Smith says, when it comes to love and attraction, eye contact is everything. A 2018 study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior found that when you're attracted to someone, you're going to look at them as much as possible. Maintaining eye contact is also a great flirting technique. It allows someone to know you're interested in what they have to say. So locking eyes with someone you're attracted to can make you feel like you're falling in love. And I think that's one of the things that you do in tantric sex. We'll talk about that another time. Maybe next Saturday. You'll feel a sense of familiarity. That's number four. When you experience love at first sight, it's very common to feel like you've already met this person before. I definitely felt like that when I met this guy that I'm thinking of. Number five, you find their mannerisms super appealing. Yeah, that's so true, because there was something that he did that I wouldn't necessarily like, but on him, it fit his personality, so it didn't bother me as much. So yeah, that's the five keys to know if you're falling in love at first sight. And I think in addition to that, it's important to really look at the four agreements again, because I think as you're building and you're nurturing that, I got some really great advice from Tabitha Brown, who is happily married. And one of the things she asked me is, you know, in being waiting to get married, she said, who are you hanging around? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm hanging around. I was like, a lot of my friends are married. And she was like, you have to make sure that they're happily married. And I was like, hey. And I think intuitively I knew that. So some of my friends who are not having the best relationship, like they're on the end of their relationship, end of their marriages, like that can start to wear on you as well. So I've been very careful about sharing my relationship and my budding relationships with people, just because male or female too, you know, some of my guy friends too, I think that's important, especially if you know that person is not the person. So the four agreements: be impeccable with your words, number one. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. Number four, always do your best. And I think in terms of when you're dating, you have to know when to let go and when something is not meant to be a marriage or a relationship, especially if you're not excited about the person. Like, you should be excited about the person. You should be excited to talk to the person. You should be really enamored. And if you're not really in love in the beginning, then what is the point? And I think sometimes we often hold on to things and or friendships that aren't meant to go in that direction. And really, I think you're buying time and you're taking away the time for you to actually meet the love of your life. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8. And hopefully we will be chatting with, we're going to be talking to Denise Boutte, who's a beautiful actress, and Twinkie Bird, who is a casting director and also a director and a writer, and she is now an author of a book called Channeling Becky. So we're going to be talking to her too. So stay tuned, keep listening, and thank you guys for listening and subscribing and leaving me a 5-star rating. And yeah, we're going to chat tomorrow about filling your soul and what does that feel like. And we'll chat tomorrow.